Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me tell y'all something. Cops are bald and shit. San Francisco. Excuse me. Man Francisco. Are y'all ready? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? Niggas, y'all crazy. Put your hands together for your mothers, Tommy and Tina.
Hello, Jeans, Man Friend Disco. Hi. Great job on the announcements. Thank you.
That was fantastic, Abe.
So what's up? Do you guys like my new jacket? Do you? Thank you. Whose jacket do you like better, Tom's jacket or my jacket? Tom, everyone, if you like Tom's creepy windbreaker, clap for the windbreaker.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the fuck is going on?
What about my cool jacket? Clap for my... Do a catwalk. Maybe they're not looking at it. You got to look at it properly. Guys, Tom is wearing... Tom is wearing the Department of Public Safety official windbreaker at the University of San Francisco.
My light jacket game is tight as
it's
shit.
It's not, dude. You look like the Unabomber today. You had on a hat and the glasses and your creepy windbreaker.
It's not a windbreaker.
It's a fucking windbreaker, nerd. Windbreakers are fucking nerds.
You're a fucking nerd. That bullshit fucking grease lightning jacket
it's rad.
You're wearing.
Don't you dare, dude.
That shit
Whatever.
Ain't cool.
You're not cool.
You're not cool.
Hi, guys.
Show me what that car.
All right, we got to get that loud.
This is
right?
I don't like that.
Let me. Sorry about that.
Mail do that.
All right. Let's see if our audio levels are cool for you guys. Tell me if you can hear this. If it's loud enough.
I approve juice.
Oh, louder.
Louder. Can we go a little louder?
I think louder. Yeah. We got to get our jeans
I
up.
I eat the ass and pussy all the time. I got nothing.
Louder.
Louder.
All right. All right. All right. Jesus.
We have some good ones for you guys.
Make yourself useful, you stupid, dumb, fucking, cock-sucking motherfucker.
Louder?
How do we feel? Louder? A little Jesus. Louder, please.
All right, all right, all right. Oh, the shit. That's all loud.
It's the windbreaker. Goes right to his jeans.
What'd you pay for that jacket?
It's like $30 at H&M.
Are you being serious?
For real, though. I don't fucking shop. I don't like to spend more than $50 on anything. You know that. Look at my purse. I bought this in the hotel lobby of the hotel I lived in for a month while doing that TBS show. True story. $15.
Funniest wins? You don't know the name of the show?
Yeah, I didn't win it.
And can you hear us okay? Are we loud enough?
Okay, good.
Let me see. Can you hear this?
Fuck my stoma.
Is that good?
Everybody Thank ready. You.
Make sure you, I just want to make sure you can hear everything all right.
God is real. God blesses a nigga.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. Just making sure. All right. Just make sure the levels are cool. All right.
I knew it. I fucking knew
well,
you.
Well, we
got
to make sure the levels are cool.
You're the worst. You're a horrible man.
I paid
yeah,
more.
How much did you pay for your dumb windbreaker?
You're going to fucking be so upset. More than 10 like times this. What you paid for yours.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I could get you one for free at Public Safety.
Bullshit. No way.
I'd get you a badge and everything.
This is fucking... This is designer.
So
You
gay.
Saw me model it. This is nice.
Did you ever use the hood? Have you unzipped it and used the hood
Not
yet?
Not yet. I'm waiting for the fucking right occasion. I bought this for...
It's so awful.
I bought this to go to Asia.
Yeah.
And then on the plane, the flight attendant was like, it's like 104 degrees in Hong Kong right now. And I was like, I just spent like $350 on a windbreaker.
A windbreaker.
Never wore it, not once.
No, that's the city connection.
Don't talk shit about Webster. There's so much
to get to.
Let's just do it early. That like just start with the clip.
Yeah. This is the best clip. I don't want to do that. You know what?
Yeah, you can't say that. You can't raise people's expectations.
I'm not gonna.
Does anybody not know what they're at right now? Is everyone like, when is this?
That's my favorite. Oh, you're like a first timer. Have you ever heard our show at all?
Never. In the car, right?
Okay,
here?
So you know a little.
But you're like, where's the stand-up part? Is that coming? Yeah, the stand-up's at
the
end.
I was quoting something, just so you know.
What?
That phrase. I don't just say that, just so you know. You know what I'm saying? You feel me on me?
She says all kinds of things, different things.
I don't say that.
All you niggas is blessed.
Different stuff.
All right, let's get started. I can't.
All right.
NAACP is going to come
in here. All right, here we go. Let's get this started. You guys ready to do this show? Can we do this right up?
Yeah, Man Friend Disco!
Here we go.
When you're on your knees at your father's funeral, at his casket, and you're saying goodbye to him, and then you have 9 orgasms right there while your whole family is standing behind you, it just makes you never want to have another orgasm as long as you live. But you know what? They just keep on coming.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Everybody, Tom Segura.
You know what? If you wear a bullshit jacket like that, you can't even do that. You gotta have fresh shit.
I'm practicing. I'm talking about practice.
I'm talking about practice right now, man. All right. I don't know if. Could everybody hear what that clip was saying? Okay. So a guy was saying, let's go through it again. Let's make sure we understand what's going on.
When you're on your knees at your father's funeral, at his casket, and you're saying goodbye to him.
You're on your knees at your father's funeral, at the casket, saying goodbye.
And then you have 9 orgasms.
And then you have 9 orgasms.
Right there. Your whole family is standing behind you.
The whole family is watching you. Come 9 times in front of your dad, who just died. You're like, oh, he's dead.
Wait, but we need to explain why this guy.
Oh no, let's not. Let's move on to something.
Oh my
else.
God.
Just makes you never want to have another orgasm as long as you live. But you know what? You just keep on coming.
It's literally, all right, we're going to take you through it. Here we go.
Oh, God. Oh.
That's a guy.
Father of
he's coming right there.
He's on all fours, and he's like, oh, God.
Dale Decker suffers from a rare and seemingly incurable condition that leads to him suffering up to 100 unwanted orgasms a day.
100. I ain't got but 2 nuts to bust. Goddamn.
Did you understand that? He has 100 orgasms a day.
There's nothing pleasurable about it, because even though it might physically feel good, the whole time inside your mind, you're completely disgusted by what's going on. And depending on where you're at, if you're in public, if you're in front of kids, if you're around street.
In front of kids, just coming in front of kids all the time. Like, ugh. Like, is your dad home? They're like,
why would that be weird to come in front of your kids all the time?
Any kid, all the kids. What's up with that kid? Don't worry, sweet. He's coming again. Don't worry.
Strangers, I mean, it can make a person break real fast.
Yeah, I bet.
The 37-year-old is the first man to ever speak publicly about the condition known as persistent sexual arousal syndrome, or PSAS.
PSAS. It's not a syndrome. Right? More than one weird dude has to have something to be a syndrome.
I don't know. I think he comes so much they just gave it to him. You know, like, they're like.
Do you think he ejaculates every time?
That's what I want to know. And I think we can. You don't think they're shaking their head? No.
There's no way.
Do you think
right?
he just gets the internal sensation of an orgasm, but it doesn't? It's all.
You're going to dry up at some point, that's for sure, yeah.
But every once in a while, I mean, he's got to have leakage, I'm guessing, at least, right? Some
this
dripping?
This is so crazy. Okay.
Hey, how the fuck do you guys know? Yeah. What's up with you guys?
Small and he love. Says it's ruining his life.
When you're on your knees at your father's funeral, at his casket, and you're saying goodbye to him, and then you have 9 orgasms... right there, while your whole family is standing behind.
The whole family is like,
that's the worst part. You're like, goodbye, Dad.
They're all standing behind him, waiting to say their goodbye. And they're watching their brother or cousin just come over and over in front of, like, Dad's dead. And he's like, I know. Like, I've been waiting for this day for so long.
How hard are you going to come at your dad's funeral?
Yeah, way to fucking upset everybody.
It's so
what
awful.
I told you was, we were talking about this at dinner, what I told you was, when you go to your dad's funeral,
yeah,
you're going to remember this guy.
No!
So, I'm not saying you're going to come, but I'm just going to say you're going to be there, you'll be sad, and you'll be like, oh, that one guy came 9 times at his dad's funeral. That'll happen for sure.
Oh, it makes me laugh so much.
Makes you never want to have another orgasm as long as you live. But you know what?
They keep coming.
You just keep on coming.
He's so sad. He's so fucking
he's
sad.
He's broken.
Like, he's on the verge of tears all
Dale,
the time.
Dale, from Wisconsin in America, was enjoying his suburban life in 2012 when he slipped a disc in his back while getting out of a chair, triggering the condition for unknown reasons.
Do you ever get like do you ever feel like a weird sensation in your back, lower back, that feels almost arousing though? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
No?
Never. It always hurts when it's
I feel
your
like
back.
The lower center back has like nerves sometimes where you're like, whoa, shit, what the fuck was that? No?
You're gonna end up with this.
If I get PSAS, I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
That's the precursor.
It'll be hard to do stand up. So, like, and then I said, ugh. And everyone's like, that guy keeps doing that for all his jokes.
It's such a life ruiner.
It's a horrible life ruiner. Except for, why doesn't he do porn? He could do good.
That's true.
Yeah.
We didn't think of the bright side, Tom.
You know what he should do? Webcam.
Yes.
Set up a camera and he just sits there. On the verge of tears all day.
I would pay to see that.
And then
I would
when
pay
he feels
a lot.
It coming, he hits a button to record. He's like, here it comes. God damn it. He gets all upset.
Can you imagine what it's like to be this guy's kid and be like, oh, my dad's just coming again? Like to look in your dad's face as he comes.
They don't
all
say
day.
It. Like, I think they probably have like a code name. You know what I mean? Like they're probably like, Dad's doing his wishing again, or like something like
wishing.
Yeah,
Dad's
like
praying.
They don't say Dad's coming again. They're like, Dad's got his thinking face on again.
His thinking face.
Yeah, he's like,
that's horrifying.
Dad, you having one of your thoughts again? I don't know why I'm making him Southern. I picture
No, he's from Wisconsin.
I know,
we
but it'd be so
him.
Great if it was like Louisiana. That's my dad. My daddy has, his thoughts all the time.
My daddy.
So he slipped the disc. Okay, and here's what happened.
They put me in the back of the ambulance to take me to the hospital. And on the way there, I had my first 5 orgasms.
In the ambulance. In the ambulance. He's like, whoa, what's going on here?
Hurt your back? And he's like, yeah, it's good. 5 times. Jesus Christ.
And they've never stopped.
Dale has been unable to work since the accident and is mostly housebound through fear of experiencing an episode in public. But he enjoys playing frisbee golf with his closest friends.
Frisbee golf.
So he
those are the only people you can come around freely is the frisbee golf community. They're like, we get it, man. We all do that shit here. Frisbee. Frisbee golf. Have you ever heard of something so lame in your life?
Oh, yeah. My cousin Bri plays frisbee golf.
Frisbee golf.
Yeah.
I know, like,
Ultimate frisbee. Ultimate frisbee.
Ultimate, bro.
Yeah.
Ultimate frisbee.
Ultimate, there's, like, you can't run until you have it, right? And, like, are you covering somebody? Is there, like, defense? If you have it, you can't walk? You got to stand there? And they catch it, bro. Yeah.
So
and they're like,
weird.
Dude, we ultimate out big time today. That was awesome. So, well, frisbee golf, Dale, he just launched his frisbee, and now I guess he's going to pick it up. I don't know. So he's walking there.
Launching his frisbee. That's what the kids call
oh,
it.
Oh, God.
He's coming.
They happen at all times in any situation. They happen when I'm awake. They happen when I'm asleep. They happen in the shower. I just had 9... rather powerful orgasmic sensations flow through my entire body.
He's on his knees on the golf frisbee golf course, just like, why?
He's so bummed about his orgasm.
Just want to throw my fucking frisbee around.
And now it feels like every muscle from here to about here is doing this.
While the condition is so rare most doctors can't even diagnose it, it is widely acknowledged by specialists in the field.
PSAS is a condition of unrelenting genital arousal and spasms, which
unrelenting.
Is not necessarily sexual. And they have no idea when this is going to happen or how often, and can lead to intense suffering.
And this suffering is felt in Dale's home life, where wife April struggles to cope.
Why? What's the wife upset about? He's fucking all day.
What's the problem? Is it that he busts nuts too quick? Yeah, so he's just busting nuts too much. And she's all, what's up, bitch? I want to bust nuts too.
No, because he can keep going, though. So
that's what I'm saying. So what's the problem? You know, if he's constantly aroused.
I think she's probably like, I'd like sex. And then he's probably like, I came 60 times this morning.
Oh, sorry. So he orgasms and then it goes limp, is what you're saying. So he probably
I think he's like, look, it happens without us doing anything.
Yeah.
So could you fuck off? Like,
right. I wonder if do you think he even cranks him out anymore?
Fuck no. No way.
I don't know.
If I was coming 100 times a day, I wouldn't be like, gotta get another one in. Like,
so debilitating, yeah. Dude, you couldn't do shit if you had this.
No, it actually is horrible.
Yeah, it's just why it's hilarious. It's really
the situation. We tend to have arguments about stuff that really...
She's broken, too.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be argued about.
She's crying.
We already struggle right now. He can't work and help supply, so I feel stressed from that.
And PSAS is even affecting Dale's relationship with his children.
Oh, really? You don't want to watch your dad come 100 times a day?
Christian and Tatum.
They don't have a relationship. He doesn't go to, like, practices because he feels embarrassed. And...
Did you see him at soccer practice?
Yeah. That was a good try. Jesus Christ. Dude, I think your dad likes practice a little more than every other dad.
He's really into this
game. You didn't even kick a goal, and he came all over the fucking place.
So weird.
Of course he doesn't go to practice. This lady's like, he doesn't even go.
Of course he can't
not.
Go.
You know, like,
so much cum.
If you look at a kid too long, people are like, hey, man, you're weird. You're on the sidelines just fucking busting load after load. Of course.
Kids don't know about
kids
his
condition. Don't know about
they
his
know.
Condition.
They know something's wrong.
Of course.
They, kids, know, they don't, you know.
They don't know
they
that
know.
It's PSAS.
Yeah.
But they know that dad falls to the floor all the time and goes, oh, God.
You know what's funny is that this is one of the original, this is the original Would You Rather scenario. This is the original one. It's would you want to have an orgasm in front of your entire family?
Yeah.
So this is like my worst nightmare come
yeah.
to life.
And it seems like it's pretty awful.
Yeah.
It is. We have to rethink that whole would you rather.
I know.
Yeah. That's him. That's the dad. Don't you think the kids know something's up after that 100 times a day?
But thank God it's that guy and not the other guy, that extreme one.
Oh, yeah.
That's, who's like, aah! Like the screamer.
Way, way more intense. Where's that guy? Yeah. If this was their dad?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Where is it?
At least he's kind of quiet. Like he keeps it on the down low.
Yeah.
He's just quietly suffering.
This is the dad. Hey, dad. Dad, are you there?
What's wrong with
hey,
dad?
I'm here, son. What's going on? I was having one of my episodes. What's up, buddy? All right. It's not going to be this dirty, the whole show. All right.
Oh, God.
Let's just get through this.
That's horrifying. Could you imagine Top Dog's orgasm, even what he sounds like? What do you think? Seriously, let's be real. Come on, real talk.
I think he goes, yeah, I think he goes... Hey, buddy. Ah! Yeah. No, I think it's probably pretty awful. I mean, how about we do this right now? How about everybody in this room right now close their eyes and picture their father having an orgasm? Think about it. Think about your dad.
So
you don't want to do it.
It's the worst.
But that's why we're all here, because our dads
yeah, all
came
your
super
dads
hard
came.
Inside of our moms.
All of us had dads that came.
You know what I asked at a show recently? There was a couple, and they had two kids at the show, and they were all in the front row. And I said, do you remember how hard you came when you made each of these kids? And the mother was like, what the fuck? And the dad goes, yeah. It was a boy and a girl. I go, did you come a little harder when you made your son? And he
oh
goes,
my,
you bet.
Tom. Tom, that's terrible. That's terrible. That's
to
so
dads.
Terrible. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door.
HIMSS is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. HIMSS provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Well, what Top Dog think of San Francisco? I'm sorry,
wait
Man
a minute.
Francisco.
Let's back this up a little bit.
What's that?
Let's talk about your father having an orgasm.
My dad's he's probably awesome. He's chill. He's like, he's
That's
a European
awesome.
Gentleman. Yeah.
Ugh.
He's just like, you're welcome. Like it's a privilege, I'm sure, to make my dad orgasm.
You lived here for what, 5 years?
I did, yeah.
What did Pops think of San Francisco?
You know what? My dad, I think he doesn't like it because it's not convenient enough. Like, I know the homeless people really bothered him. Like, when people begged for money, he would just be like, oh, come on, please. Like, he had disgust for poor people, which is really funny.
I feel that. Guys, this jacket was like
$300. I know. I think he was annoyed. He was a little annoyed at, like, having to walk places and stuff, you know?
Yeah, because that's what a dad is about, convenience. Okay, things are available. Convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your dad would hate it here.
Oh, my God.
No convenience.
He hates big cities. Hates them so much.
Yeah.
There's what,
sweetie?
No Fridays.
There's no TJ Fridays.
Next, is that Marin have Fridays or no?
Maybe in, like, Marin County, huh?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, he hates that he's, like, parking and his traffic. He lives... Where there's...
It was gross,
was that?
Right? Did
I'm
you guys
sorry.
Hate that?
I just got here. I blew like eight guys. So... he hates when you have to drive. He thinks literally like 10 minutes of combined traffic is like...
Yeah.
Why don't we just all take a cyanide pill right now and just end it all? Like,
say, my father, we have relatives in Riverside, California, right? So we drive from the valley to Riverside.
It's so
time,
beautiful in Riverside. It's never
real
been.
Nice.
It's really nice.
They got an El Torito and a Chili's. And my father decided it was too much traffic for Thanksgiving and was like, fuck it. And he just turned around and completely didn't go.
Like more than halfway back, though, right?
To Riverside for family Thanksgiving. That's how much he hates it.
Yeah, my dad still, he's 66, 67, still to this day, anywhere we are, if there's a gay couple and
he's
they're just
cool.
alive, he goes like, look at that. Like, there's two guys over there. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And he did it recently, like when I saw him, and he did it on the cruise.
He did it on the cruise a lot because there was like a lot of gay people. There was some
just couples, and he would go. Yeah. But he doesn't know, like, he doesn't know how to go, like, you know, like look, like he goes, and I'll be like, no, I'll be like, I totally see what you're talking about, and then he like gets up, and he goes, there's a couple gay guys over there. And I'll be like, Jesus, I fucking know. He's like, you think they're going to do it tonight? And I'm like,
he also probably. Likes to ask you. He'll be all, hey, you think those guys are gay?
Yeah. Like, if it's an especially like flamboyant guy wearing you know, a necklace of dicks on it. And he's like, he'll be like, guy's definitely gay, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, definitely.
He's so funny. I remember
unbelievable.
Your dad has severe dad mouth. Like everybody's dad has dad mouth. Like they just, men hit a certain age, it's like 50, and their breath just goes God knows where. I don't know why.
It is like universal though. I don't know what it is.
Does everybody's dad have dad mouth or is it just our mouth? Yeah, what the
fuck?
Right,
you start
man?
Looking at it and you're like, Dude, those don't even look like teeth anymore. Like, yeah, and it's the gums. And if you say it to my dad, he'll be like, gingivitis. Like, he'll just, like, reaffirm what you're talking about. And you're like, no, I'm saying go brush.
Yeah,
and
he's like, because I remember one night we met your sisters for dinner. And Jane goes, oh, my God, give him a piece of gum. Oh, his breath is terrible. Meaning your father.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's so sad. Like, he's like FIFO. Like, every now and then, I'm like, Jesus Christ, FIFO's mouth smells like a fish market. And we give him, like, a bone or something.
Yeah.
It's the same way with your dad.
Whenever I tell it, I'll be like, I meet him, and I start talking to him. I'm like, holy shit, your breath is really fucking kicking right now, man. And he'll go, yeah, I was going to brush, but then I didn't.
Yeah.
Cool. He's like, gee, those gay guys over there.
Yeah. My dad brushes, though. He brushes a lot after every meal, and it's still a dad
mouth. Does?
Yeah. He's real good about it, real diligent, yeah.
My dad showed me those tidy whities.
Holy shit, man.
Man.
That was intense, bro.
It looked like he was eating fucking brownies off of them. Like, the chocolatiest chocolate, like chocolate souffle. And
just smeared in the underwear,
I was like,
huh?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I go, dude, I go, did you shit your pants? And he goes, I just scratched my ass. And I was like, that's a lot of shit. I go, are you going to throw those away? And he goes, of course not. And I go, why? And he goes, you wash them. And he goes, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of shit. And I go, no one ever says that. No one ever says.
No.
There's nothing wrong with a little bit
and
of
that,
shit.
You'd think that he would give up on the white boxer shorts, too. You know? Go with dark colors.
Doesn't give up. I think he likes to see it.
It is a sign of pride.
I go, what are you going to do with them right now? Because he had them. And he goes, I'll wear them inside out. And I go, where? And he goes, to the gym. And I go, you'll get shit on your shorts because they'll be inside. And he goes, yeah, but they're my gym shorts. And that was it. Like, that was like the logical
end. So
crazy. It was so foul.
You know what he needs? I was reading Oprah magazine on the way up here, you know, and they have this thing now called the butterfly. Have you heard of this?
It's pretty awesome.
Holy shit. It's like a man pawn, right? Like it's shaped like a butterfly. And it's, like, made out of maxi pad material.
And you put it in your butt cheeks.
You fold it, and you put it in your butt crack, and then it helps with bowel leakage.
Again, this was not in Hustler. This was in Oprah magazine.
Oprah.
Like, this is a product you're going to see taking off.
So rad.
Yeah.
But I think I'm...
And it said a lot of women, it said, over 40 suffer from bowel leakage. So why not use the butterfly to
I feel like I suffer now from it, you know? Because I got that wiping problem, and I think it could really help.
Excuse me?
Well, I have, you know, I... I've
sorry.
Had that problem where the never-ending wipe thing.
Yeah.
That might be the answer to all my problems.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I might give it a shot.
You're going to try it for real?
Maybe.
But I think, don't push it in there too hard. That's the problem. You've got to let it sit on the outside.
Yeah, on the outskirts.
That's your whole wiping problem.
That's what your dad said.
He's right.
Your dad said I have to stand up to wipe, and that's why I'm having that problem.
You need to trust him. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Definitely.
Listen.
You need to wipe down.
It's true. It's very true. All right. Do you want to...
Well, listen, I feel like we should address the obvious, which is cum beards. Yeah, I mean, this is San Francisco, right? Hello? You guys invented cum beards. So, get your alarm. We've been talking a lot about...
Give me that hole. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
We've been talking a lot about cumming in beards lately, and beards of cum. I don't know, either
way. Yeah, well, the origin is that you look at me across the table when we do this podcast, and you go, oh, I'd like to come in that beard.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Well, because you've got all those nice white streaks in there. It's kind of lends itself to that. We've had people, we put a call out to the world, like, hey, have you ever had cum in your beard? Is it hard to wash off?
Is that the one that I printed out?
Did you want to read that one?
Yeah, this one's
Please,
really nice.
Feel free.
I like it.
Sure.
Okay, here we go. We got this email, I think this morning, actually.
Yeah, this one came in early.
He writes, okay, so this actually happened to me 3 days ago. My roomie / ex-girlfriend was out for a quick evening run, and the second the door slammed, I whipped my dick out for a 5-minute beat-off session. Well, seeing as I'm sharing a small apartment with her, and I can't just whack off when I wanna, the pressure mounts up, you know? So I whacked off, and I thought I'd come on my big fat belly to save me precious cleaning time. And I fucking shot a huge string in my long-ass beard. Almost fucking barfed while I was still coming.
Yeah.
I had to use shampoo and conditioner to get the damn thing out. Cheers, moms, from Copenhagen, Denmark. That's Casper. He says, Denmark is the land of Vikings coming in beards. All right.
Yeah, because this seems to be a reoccurring theme, is that guys accidentally come in their own beards.
Sure.
This gentleman writes, Ivan, he wrote, I do have a beard, but I don't like having people come in it, but I have myself came in my beard. I was laying back one night in bed next to my wife, and I got the urge. She wasn't having it and was asleep, so I started to have a little fireman time to myself. I don't know what that means.
Something to do with the hose, I'm guessing?
Okay. As I was getting ready to climax, I realized I wasn't in optimum position, but by that time it was too late. Not having had sex in over a week, I had some power behind this ejaculate. Not only did I get 3 fat globs of it in my beard, but I also, I like this. But I also had the pleasure of getting a good whiff. As it landed on my nose and top lip.
Ew. That is fucking gross.
It's so gross, dude. It says, trying not to panic and wake my wife, I thought, it's only smells. And collected myself and hopped in the shower, but I must tell you, sperm is waterproof. Now that's what's up. He is right about that. I had washed it off the best I could, but it was still in the beard. It was like a homemade beard gel. I had no choice but to use my wife's comb and brush out the soldiers left behind. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The next morning, I had to tell my wife why I threw her comb out. So, Mommy T and Mommy C, the moral of the story is you need to wipe down, even with sperm.
That's fantastic.
That's hilarious, man. That's tough.
No, I've never had that.
That's tough.
I have. You ever have, like, when you're really drunk and high and you still insist on jerking off? You know, like, I've been... No? No one? Or let's just say high. You're super high and it feels amazing, right? And then as you finish, your eyes are like, holy shit. Like, you feel like I'm going to die right now. And then... laying on your back, and then, like, you pop yourself in the face, and you're like, oh, that sucks so bad. But you don't.
Oh, no.
You have to wait. I've had that, and I've also
wait,
had it
why
go.
Why do you have to wait?
Because you're in the middle of this intense,
crazy, I see what you're saying. Yeah, sorry.
Too high to move.
Sure.
And you're like, how long am I going to leave cum on my face for right now?
Like, that's the
I've
one
had it go
perk of female.
Over
masters.
My head, like, when I'm on my back, like, yeah. And then you see it go over, you're like, no fucking way. Yeah. Yeah. You know, everybody knows what I'm talking
Everyone's
about.
Everyone's
right?
had that.
No, do you don't get distance? No? Are you a dribbler? Like,
Do you clean it or do you leave it on the wall?
Depends where I am. Like, if I'm in our house, yeah, I'll clean it up. Anywhere else in the world, I'll leave it there.
Good call, right? That's a good
friend
thing.
Of mine didn't believe
it's
me.
Easy to clean up as a
you
girl.
You know, Casey, where the dude's at?
Yeah.
I told him that I paint walls. I'm like, oh, fucking paint a hotel room wall. And he's like, no, you won't. And so I took a picture of it, and he was like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. He was so upset.
That's horrifying. You took a picture of it and sent it to Casey?
To Casey, yeah. I think he has, like, I'm sure he erases
them. That's so creepy.
But he must have at least 5 or 6 of those pictures. It's gross. I know it's gross.
So serial killery of you.
I don't care. It's only smoke.
That's such a dude thing to do. A girl would never do that. Like, girls seldom even take pictures of their shits. Clap if you're a girl and you've taken a picture of your dump. One pig. See?
I applaud you, madam. I applaud
you. That's okay. This is for science. We're just taking notes.
People don't like to admit publicly that they've done gross things like I just did.
Time.
But I know you have. I'm not saying you all do the same thing I do. But you've done some gross shit.
Take a picture of your stuff.
That you won't tell anybody. I want you to think about it for a second.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting to something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Can I read you this one? This one's interesting. I'm not sure I understand what this is. This is San Francisco. I know you guys are good with, like, fetishes and acronyms and stuff, so maybe you can help.
Okay.
Okay, he goes, not to really do with cum in my beard.
Jesus Christ.
But rather, I'm asking you guys how you feel about weird fetish stuff, like what I'm afflicted with. And that's the, now here's the acronym I don't understand. It says AB/DL.
Anybody?
He gets it. Adult baby diaper lover is what this guy's talking about.
You didn't even have to
Thank
pause
you,
for
sir.
That shit.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Wow.
You like that. Thank you.
Wow. Good work, sir.
Thank
Good
you.
Work.
Are you afflicted as well?
Affliction.
No, I've been on 4chan.
You what?
I've been on 4chan.
Porn you, Chan? Okay.
Porn Jam.
Chan.
Chan.
Chan?
What?
Like channel?
Oh,
Chan?
Got you. Sorry.
Oh, 4chan. 4chan. Okay.
Is that a porno channel?
No. No? Is it? It can be? What do we know? We're just a couple
intense.
Of moms.
Yeah.
We don't know anything.
We're just like, oh, fuck. Okay, he says, so he's into the AB/DL thing more. So the DL thing.
Diaper loving.
Okay. And that's when I like my woman to wear a diaper. What are your guys' thoughts? It's kind of a thing I'm ashamed of, like no joke. Oh, awesome podcast, Pull Your Jeans Up from Corey. You know, we don't judge people's weird.
No.
We laugh at them, yes.
Yes.
We'll laugh at everybody. You know, we make fun of people with Tourette's.
That guy, though, that guy definitely thinks it's a bigger deal to other people than it is. You know what I mean? Like, that dude, I'm sure, is like, he thinks about people finding out and would be like, like, just like would crawl into the darkest hole.
The shame is strong. Him,
But then everybody would be like, okay. And then, no.
Right, because we all were like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
So anyways, what's for dinner? Like,
that's
nobody gives
really,
a shit.
That's a really harmless one.
It's harmless, and I kind of get it because I've seen a documentary on adult babies. Like, I get it because you're being cared for and someone's, like, tucking you in and loving you and changing your dye.
Sounds awesome. Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a I couldn't sexualize that, but I would like I would like you to change my dye and powder me.
I'm not going to change your butterfly, that's for sure. Wait, does anybody hear into the baby
Who's
thing?
Who's going to admit to that?
I don't know. They might.
Is anyone going to admit to that in
San Francisco? They don't give a fuck. What?
Go ahead.
Ex-boyfriend?
And did you change him and treat him like a baby?
Wait, did you ever, like, even entertain it at all? But would you, like, even, like sort of be like, all right, I'll feed you a bottle, Jesus, like that? Or like,
wait, I don't understand. So
mommy's got to go drink now. I got
to
go.
Did he try to make you into the adult baby, or was he trying to make... to be the mommy. Wow. Perfect. Oh, that's awesome. You guys could have had a good thing, man. But you're not into that.
Did you did you appreciate, did you respect the fact that he was asking you, though? Yeah.
Yeah. It just wasn't your particular...
did you have, like, regular adult sex outside of that? And would, like, when he came, would he go, like, wah, like that?
Now, can I ask you this? When he wanted you to change his dye, was it really full of brown or fake brown? Like, does he fake, oh, my diaper's full, or do they really fill their diaper? It's dark in here. No one knows you. Don't worry.
Oh, number
one. So he would only pee in the dye, and then, it's ooky as fuck, no. It's not, you don't have to feel bad.
Why?
It's not your thing. Yeah, clap for her for support. Yeah. That was nice to share, That's okay, boo-boo.
But
he can find somebody who's totally into that, and it'll be awesome. Yeah. It's so funny.
I love people sharing that stuff.
I do, too. It's so fascinating, right?
Yeah. What else is going on in this room?
Who else has kinks? Any weird kinks?
What's he into? Oh, you were about to share. I saw it. You were like, I know what he really likes. And then you were like, he's what? He's your coworker?
Oh.
So you guys do like office role play, or like what do you do?
Office role play. Like, that's the most boring role play of all.
Papers are all wrong.
Can you file this paperwork?
He likes us?
Aww, that's a fetish, too. Mm. I don't have anything exciting. I liked Mighty Mouse. For some reason, that was my first crush, is Mighty Mouse. Sorry. I'm very vanilla, I guess. I don't like being spanked or hit or shit like that. Like, it's just not my thing, you know? Life hurts enough.
All right.
I was goth, man. You know, shit. Come on, man. I got fucking feelings. Okay.
I like getting kicked in the balls with
you
everything
love
you
that.
Got.
I wish you did. Just I'd be full. So good at that.
I know. We watch those videos and laugh, and you're like, I'd love to do that to you.
Actually, yes. I bet you I could be a good dom. Because I got a lot of anger issues, and I would love to beat the fuck. You don't beat the fuck out of people.
I don't know that that's the fucking prerequisite. Like, are you super angry? Do you have a lot of anger issues? Well, you'd be a great dom.
Yeah. I would like to kick some dude in the nuts, or like be like, clean my house, pig. Like, stuff like that. Like, you do those dishes, you dirty boy. Is that how you do it?
What's that?
If only. Are you a dom? Is that why? No, I'm sorry. This is so rad. It's like town hall.
You
now.
Sound like the fucking spokesperson for the
Armory.
I
know.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What is it called now? The business
armory.
Now? But
armory.
Is it like dildos and shit is what you're saying? Oh, kink.com. Like, oh, that's
like,
cool.
It's like dungeons and shit, and then they're like, we're going to tie you up and ball yeah. bags.
Well, that's neat.
Put your tits in a vise.
You know, I was that here in the... I lived here in the 90s, so, you know... Oh, okay. Yeah, I was gone by then. Folsom Street Parade.
It's a beautiful
I remember
building.
That.
That's
a lot of
good.
Dudes there. A lot of dudes fucking.
What about mine. You guys? Anything? Any kinky stuff? Any kinky stuff? Kinks? Huh? Face sitting? You're all for that. All right.
Okay.
Now
you sit on someone's face?
I think
you?
That's fantastic. No, he gets his face sat on.
Oh, that's, yeah. All right.
But here's what I want to know. Are you seeing someone right now? Are you seeing somebody now? The mother of your children left you.
Oh.
Jesus, man. Don't bring the fucking
what
room
a bummer,
down, right?
Yeah. All right.
But when you go out with somebody, how do you bring it up? You what? You have to bring, you go straight creeper status on them? You're like, yeah, this was a fun date. Come over and sit in my fucking face right now. I love it. I think you're fantastic. No, it's not, I think, there's nothing weird about it.
No.
I think, I mean, you might want to try a different approach. No, I'm
I
saying.
Think the sooner the better, though. Don't you think? Put it out there, and if she's not into it, on to the next one.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
That's what you say?
Yeah. That's
you go, I look good? You go home alone.
Yeah.
All right.
Guys,
what about
you? It's Fleet Week.
You guys are couples. Do you guys do weird, kinky shit?
Isn't it Fleet Week or next week? It celebrates the Fleet Enema. Is that correct?
They want to say something.
I'm sorry.
What is it?
Go swing.
Anything? No? Squeak, squeak, squeak. All right. Okay.
So, yeah, Fleet Week's about to come up, right, guys? And that's when the Navy people come on board on Fisherman's Wharf. Okay, here's the thing I remember from Fleet Week in college. I went to, like, the marina, and I was doing karaoke, and they're like, hey, the boys are here. And I, like, got drunk with a bunch of sailors.
Okay.
Had a bunch of dicks in my face. It was like, Fleet Week! Ah! Like that.
Oh, hey, historical spokesperson for San Francisco. So, do you guys notice the Blue Angels are flying around? So, Christina...
he thinks this isn't real.
She goes, Blue Angels are here.
I don't
and I go,
say
all
it
right.
like that.
And she goes, you know what happens when they fly around? It scares the old people. They think it's World War II again.
It's true.
And I go, no,
it's
fucking doesn't.
It's true. I remember.
That there's planes.
No.
And that old people are like,
they don't like it.
Stalin's
old people don't like
we're
the
back
blue.
In Normandy right now. They're not doing that.
Old people don't like the Blue Angels. I remember because I was watching Kron.
That's not true.
Kron TV fucking back in 98. And they're like, old people don't like the Blue Angels because it reminds them of the war. It's so true.
Bullshit.
Okay, has anyone else heard that? That old people get freaked out? Okay.
Come on.
One weirdo in the back. Come on.
They're
I swear I heard it one
all
time.
Over today. There were old people in that restaurant. None of them were like, Nazis are outside now. No one.
We'll see. You'll see.
The Blue Angels.
I don't want my chicken parm.
Why am I? Speaking of chicken parm, we went to have Italian food. Surprise, we're in North Beach. And I farted so bad during dinner.
And you were like, oh, I got my John Travolta jacket on. And then what happened?
I farted so bad that I had to get up and walk away from it. Because the waiter was going to come back and bring my meal. And I was like, I got to go. So I... Have you ever done that before?
Not me.
You get up and you have
nope.
to leave the room? Did you
Never.
Smell it?
Of course I smelled it.
Okay.
You left a horrific fucking shit at the table. I was like,
damn.
It's bad.
Whatever. Can we please play the metal song that was submitted to us?
Okay. Well, this wasn't submitted to us. This is just...
This was submitted to the show.
Oh, submitted to the show, but a listener didn't make this song.
No, right? But someone sent this to us. It's
okay.
The fucking raddest thing ever.
You really like that, huh?
Fart metal! They loved it. They're clapping for it. Fart metal.
You know what you didn't know?
What?
They made a second song.
Oh, shit, okay.
And this is called...
All right.
Shit metal.
Oh, it's... It's almost too much, right? It's almost too much.
We're trying to upset you, okay?
I don't know if I like diarrhea metal as much.
That well, might. You know what? Then we don't want you as a fan.
I like fart metal. Diarrhea metal pushes it over, man.
Yeah, too much.
It breaks the boundaries.
Maybe we should send them an email.
Who does that? Send them an email. I can't believe King Asperger never responded to us. It's such an insult. You
said that he's definitely a fetish guy.
Oh, yeah, that's a fetish, by the way. Who clap if you think King Ass Ripper is a fetishist. Yeah, it makes sense now.
This guy's gesturing like, I don't fucking know. You know who it is? No.
Oh, well, give him a taste. Give him a whiff.
Okay.
Damn, I'm having a big-ass fucking breakfast. Oh, 4 bean and cheese burritos.
I hate when he
eats. Lathered with 2 big ass eggs. And fucking 6 sausage and cheese patties. Oh, look at that. 4 bean burritos, that's about 1,000 calories right there.
Sausage
patties, 150 calories. You do the math.
You do the math.
That's King Ashrip. I mean, he's known for doing a little more.
Oh, sniff that. Damn.
You get it.
Would you date
Maybe
him?
You don't get it. You got it now? Okay.
It's so intense. So there are comments under his videos like, oh, you're so sexy. Like, oh, you're such a gluttonous bitch. Like, you know, like he's taunting the viewers. And now it makes sense. Like, that's why he's not responded to us, I think.
Yeah, we tried to get him on. We really made a lot.
Huge
of,
fans. Yeah. We're huge fans of
Huge
fans.
Huge fucking fans. And made quite the effort. And he just farted in our faces.
Fart in your face.
Wanted nothing to do with it, yo. Nothing to do with it.
Wow! You got it! Oh, I love this. So, this is Cray Cray. This one came in. What's this dude's name? Robert. Jamming on the one. Okay. My dental update is more of a dental throwback. As a youngster, my teeth were as crooked as Irishmen at a bar. All right. All right.
All right.
I got Thank braces. You. However, my gums had an allergic reaction to the metal. Ugh. They then proceeded to grow over my teeth. What do you do with inflated gums, you ask? Well, obviously, you shave them down to size. With
Do
a sharp razor.
Himself?
No, no,
holy
no, no,
fuck.
No. Wait, wait.
Like, I don't like the way that looks.
That'd be crazy.
Did you? Oh, you didn't do it. Did anybody? You remember when you get acne and you're in, like, I don't know, let's say middle school, and you take your razor, you're like, fuck it, and you shave a fucking pimple off? You did that? Yeah. Thank you. So people are like, oh, no. Fuck you, liar. You did it. And you're like, whatever. You don't care. You just have shave your zits off. You ever did that?
I'm sorry. Shave your zits off?
Yeah.
No.
Ever?
Nobody does that.
We just had a whole conversation
about
it.
I don't do that. I'm sorry. I was enthralled. This guy's...
I know. You're sitting there reading with your mouth moving.
You do that, homeless guy. You can't read without moving your lips. Everybody knows
go
that.
Go, Grease Lightning. Go, Grease Lightning. Go.
That's so rude. He's so jealous. It goes...
Hobo.
I know. I had to Listerine... That's the total hobo amount. Have you ever noticed, sometimes in pictures, Tom Segura looks like he has no teeth? There's a lot of photographs of you with no teeth. It's really funny. This guy says he had to Listerine his raw gums 5 times a day, and the amount of blood loss per gargle was surprisingly vast. Holy mother. To this day, my gums bleed a little. And when I floss, it looks like I ate out an elephant on its mega period. Yeah, I'm not sure we should finish. That was a little intense.
This was your dental update.
Hey, man, I don't write them. I just read them. Dude, so this guy wrote to us. This one's super fucking cray-cray. This guy's a regular. He drew the picture of Theo with the dog tits. This guy. He goes, at the end of Classic Jeans episode 46, there was a brief dental update where a debridement was mentioned. I wanted to elaborate on what this is. Is it debridement? Debridement? Are you working the dental?
You're a nurse.
Okay, shit.
Nice.
Does this sound right to you, nurse?
Nice.
A debridement is the removal of necrotic tissue, rotting flesh, pus, oozing discharge, or debris by scrubbing the affected area with a coarse brush or gauze. I can't even read it. Anesthesia, I can't. I just
You're not
going to
read it?
Disgusting. Well, it's so long and it's so disgusting.
Well, why did you pick it then?
Because I didn't think it would be this nauseating.
I only have experience with trauma injuries on the body. So I asked a coworker who specializes periodontal trauma what a dental debridement consisted of. She broke it down for me. Selected teeth are usually pulled if bad enough. The gums are cut all the way down and pulled away, exposing the nerves.
Holy shit.
If the gum flap was severely infected, it would be removed entirely and the skin grafted. If the infection was so bad that it now affected the bone or jaw, the affected area would be cut away and new bone from a donor, like an animal bone or part from your other body, is put in place.
Shit's real.
The bone can be augmented to form a new ridge for your new chompers to rest on. Those are usually screwed-in implants, and they give you the illusion you never had a rotting trench mouth in the first place.
Trench mouth.
I hope...
Trench mouth's bad.
That help with your visualization of what people go through when they wipe up, wear their jeans low, and know where dudes are not at, or know where dudes are at, but don't tell anyone. By the way, the Fart That's Lauderdale right. Semen Hole Hard Cock Cumsino show was incredible. It's never only smells. Okay, so.
Well, that was interesting. That's it. That's it for dental updates, guys. Unless anyone has one here they want to share.
All right.
Anybody? Dental updates? Going once? You got a filling today, mommy. How'd it go? You did.
Tweeted us that you got a dental. You got a filling? Aww. How many do you have total?
Five?
That's not bad.
Good. That's not bad.
It's not bad.
5 and 12 years. What about you? Do you have any?
Me?
Yep. You're golden? As in?
I have no fillings or cavities ever in my life yet. I have the most yellow.
You have the most yellowest teeth of all. That's from all those asses sitting on your face. That has nothing to do. Let's see if this guy, I want to see if this guy comes again. Hold on.
Condition, so the kids don't quite understand why Dale won't be there.
The threat of a spontaneous orgasm isn't the only thing that leaves Dale afraid to leave home.
Sometimes I have an erection for 3-4 hours at a time, off and on. They just come and go like 30, 40 a day. It's really hard to deal with.
So crazy.
It's possible to have sex with my wife. We don't very often because it becomes frustrating because for me there's no end.
Desperate for help.
There's no end?
I feel like he should be able to find a doctor, dude. I mean, someone's got to help this guy, right? Yeah, you at San Francisco Medical Center? UCLA?
What's that?
Shit.
The chiropractor.
The chiropractor, man. He's got a nerve.
It's his back, but I don't know if, like, if you go, like, my back.
Dude.
Well, really not my back, but.
You know what the problem is that this guy lives in Wisconsin, and so he's seeing doctors probably there and not coming to, like, you know, he needs to come to California,
You
dude.
Are such a fucking elitist.
There's no good doctors in Wisconsin.
You're shitting on all doctors
in Wisconsin.
He needs to come
to, like, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, Boston.
The Mayo Clinic is in Rochester, Minnesota. That's super close.
That's Minnesota. That's not Wisconsin. It's different. It's a different fucking place, man.
You remind me of the AT&T lady that I called.
My mouth keeps touching this. It's disgusting.
Yeah, don't do that. I called before I went to Hong Kong and Singapore.
City Connection.
And I said, do I need a new plan, like, for when I'm abroad? And she was like, yes. And I go, do I need separate ones for Hong Kong and Singapore? And she goes, no, they're both in Japan. Quote. And then I was silent. And she goes, I'm not stupid, but I don't know geography well.
Here's my point, though. Here's my point. You remember that guy that had was it like a 500-pound scrotum?
Yeah, he's dead.
He's passed away now, but
yeah.
Here's the problem with that guy is that he lived in Nevada, and he was like, I've been to all the doctors in Nevada. And we're like, well, that's your problem, my man. You need to get your ass on a plane and come to L.A. or like somewhere where they have legit services. I think that's the problem.
You don't think Wisconsin has legit?
No, that's practically a third world country, in my opinion. Thank you. California's number one, guys.
Unbelievable.
We all know that. Sorry, it's true. That's why you're all here. Best state.
Well, we definitely won't get any feedback for this. Thanks.
Best state in the union.
Well, then he goes and sees it. I do think this. He goes and sees a sex therapist.
Yes. Yeah, that's the best part.
And he should be at a doctor for like, look, I have, you know, I slipped a disc and then this started. Instead, he's talking it out. And then he like just comes in front of the therapist.
That's
she's
so
like,
great.
Ah. Oh my God, you just came so hard. all right.
Hey, remember when you told me I was watching a movie in Fort Lauderdale, in the hotel, and the movie was called 12 Years as a Slave? Is that it?
12 Years a Slave. Okay, let's set this up correctly. I watched 37 movies on my flights to Hong Kong and back, okay? Literally every fucking thing that's on
flight.
There. Yeah, it's so long. So I watched all these movies. Did anyone here see 12 Years a Slave? Yeah. Okay. It's a really good movie. It's pretty, like, well known. If you can't figure out from the title, people talk about the film. And I watched it. It's really well done. It's super fucked up and sad. And we're in bed the night before our show. She turns on HBO. It's just starting. I go, I just watched this. The first 20 minutes play, and what do I tell you?
You go, just stick with it. It gets funnier. The funny part's coming.
Wait. Then I go to bed. I fall asleep. The next day, she goes, there was nothing funny about that movie.
No, it wasn't
and
funny.
Like, but
it
she
didn't
was
get
really
funnier.
Serious. She goes, why did you think it was funny? And I was like... I go, did you think I was serious when I said that? And she goes, yeah. I go, when I said it, it was the scene after he had, here's a spoiler alert, he had been kidnapped.
Yeah, I didn't like that
part. He was a free man. He got brought back into slavery.
No.
And they the the guy on the ship that was transporting him murdered another guy, and they threw the body off the back. And I go, stick with it. It gets way funnier. And she's like, all right, I can't wait to see the funny part.
Well, I wasn't expecting
Hey, how do you not know
well,
me?
Well, I wasn't expecting a full comedy, but I was expecting it to get...
What? Wait a minute. What kind of shit do you think was coming up?
I was hoping he would at least get reunited with his family.
And that would be funny?
Or meet somebody new.
There was nothing.
I was hoping there would be a bright spot in this awful...
But I was like, it gets really funny. Brighter. Just hang in there.
Yeah, it didn't get any brighter. I didn't expect a full comedy. I just thought that like shit would get a little better for that guy. And then it didn't.
No.
I had to turn it off. What happens at the end?
Well, it's super funny. If you watch it through to the end. No, the whole movie, it's
that's a bummer.
Fucked. But the end is good. Actually, the end is uplifting. You'll like the end if you
All
if
right.
you watch it to the end.
I don't know if
You'll
I can.
You'll like the end. But it's hard to watch. The movie's really
yeah,
hard to watch.
Yeah, I can't. It breaks my heart.
Especially
yeah,
if you
I
skip all the comedy scenes, it's really hard to watch.
It's hard. Oh, God. Yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, I like that. Oh, geez. The woman that's threatening our marriage right now?
Threatening our marriage.
Why don't you tell people what you said about her today?
With two gentlemen, especially what is amazed... is I was able to take a really, really hard, long penis into my vagina as well as my, what do you call that, rectum. And there is so many adventure within me during this past 10 months.
Can you hear what she's saying?
She's talking about dicks and stuff.
Yeah.
Putting right. dicks in her
She's
butt
a 63-year-old. 63-year-old lady. Very nice lady. And she does 60-plus MILF porn. And we were pulling
Technically,
the...
that's GILF porn. That's not MILF. She's aged out. Yeah.
She seemed like a very Hello. Nice lady. And I was watching... the video pulling this audio, and at first I was like, ugh. And she was talking about all this nonsense, and I go, you know, in my head I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. This is gross. She's way too old. And then I was like, oh, but it's weird that I do have a boner right now.
All right. It's so revolting on so many levels. Because
what do you mean?
There's part of the clip. She's not cute, dude. She's like
super
60.
Cute.
Hi, I'm Kim Ann. I am a model for 60 plus MILFs. And I'm 63 years of age. This is my second time around here. And surprisingly, I have an experience with two young gentlemen who have a really, really... huge penis.
What about the part where she's licking her finger and she's
oh, yeah.
all,
they cut away when she's talking to her going like mm,
it's so mm, gross
like that. And I was watching it and I was like but I was like I still have a boner like
so gross dude. I'm so disappointed in you. I really am.
How?
Because she's so grody.
I know. I was mad at my boner. I didn't want it to be there.
It's not okay, Tommy.
It just stood up.
What? It was just her talking about dongs and stuff?
She was just talking about, and then she seemed like very passionate, and she seemed like she was really trying to connect with mm-hmm. the audience, and she was committed,
yeah.
and she seemed like a nice lady, and she was sincere, and I just, you know, I had 9 orgasms right then. Thought
Please
about
don't pay
my family dying,
site.
And I just got it really hard.
Are you going to pay for her site? Like,
no.
Ads? Please Jesus. Don't.
What are you talking about?
It's so gross, dude.
I'm not
insulting.
Pursuing this woman. She's 63.
She's going to ruin our life.
She's not going to ruin our life. Oh, don't yeah. you ever? You have? Has no one ever gotten a boner they didn't want? Thank you.
You didn't want it? Really?
Just happens.
It's your reptilian brain.
Yeah. I don't even objectively find her attractive. I don't even go like, well, she's attractive. It literally, she was talking about getting two in her and three in her, and I was like, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Huh? She should be very proud of herself. Yeah.
I'm proud of myself. Would you really, have you ever had sex with an older, much older woman?
Only when I was much younger. So when I was 20, I had sex with a 44-year-old. So that's 24 years.
That's significant. Yeah.
Yeah. And she was not attractive.
Did she look like the Thai lady?
Oh, this lady looks 1,000 times better than that lady.
Yeah.
That lady was my friend's aunt and... It was not good at all.
Did you tell your friend?
Yeah. I told him, not the next day, 2 days later. We were going to work, and I was like, dude. And he was like, did you fuck my aunt? And I was like, yep. You know what I remember? I remember I drank a lot that night, and yeah. I remember that.
I think, yeah, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
That you drank a lot that night, yeah.
Yeah. And you I was in her living room. We got naked in the living room, and I remember that I was kissing down her chest, and when I got to her stomach to go down further, she grabbed my face, and she goes, you don't want to do that. Like, that's a bad, bad place
right.
down there.
No, I know why she said so. Yet you persisted. You put your peener in her.
Well, I didn't, you know.
What? It's on his mouth. It's okay. It's on his mouth.
I did put my peener in her, but I didn't finish because I was so drunk. And then, yeah, I did remember this. The next morning, I woke up, and I woke up looking out a window, and I was like, where the fuck am I right now? You know, like when you have like when it takes you a second yeah. to come to. I was like, where am I?
No, actually,
I
don't know.
And I felt.
Never done that.
I felt a hand on my stomach, and I was like, what? And then I heard like, hey, baby, and I turned, and she's right here, and she was hideous, like she was really. So I was like, oh my god, like I had like that. And she goes, do you want to go again? And I was like, no. Like I was like, I'm so tired, and. She goes, I'm going to take a shower. And I was like, okay. And I thought I would sneak out while she was in the shower. I go to grab all my clothes. And when I get to the front door, I realize that I didn't drive there and I don't know where I am.
Oh, fuck.
So now I'm like, oh, I have to wait. So I just wait in the kitchen and I see on the refrigerator her kids' report cards. And they're like sixth grade, seventh grade report cards. And I was like, oh, man. Like at that time, when you're 20, you're like, that is...
She That's well really grown up shit.
80 years old, yeah.
Yeah, she may as well be dead.
And then she dropped me off.
Did you kiss her goodbye?
No, that's the best part. She leaned in for the kiss.
Oh.
And I gave her my cheek. I was like,
ah!
Like, as in gross. To say, this was a mistake, okay? Did you ever bang a way older dude?
No, I never had a one night stand. True story, it's, you know. I was really germophobic. This is a true story. Can I have some more wine, by the way?
Oh.
I want Pinot Grigio. No, I was very germophobic.
Two, please.
Thanks, Mommy. I was super paranoid about disease, and that's the sad truth of it. And I do wish now I could go back and do college over, because I would fuck everybody. Because now I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, now I'd be like, who cares?
Everybody?
What do I got? Yeah, I was so afraid of getting something, which is sad.
It's so gross.
I know. I'd fuck everybody in this room. What?
I feel like you're saying that just to try to like rub it in my face.
I am, but I wouldn't really. Not everybody, but there's a list of people.
Look, I'm not proud of fucking. I'm not proud of fucking my friend's aunt. It was not cool.
My friend's aunt
was not Heidi Klum. She literally looked like, I'm not kidding, she looked like a witch in. Like how you would like a Halloween witch, like
yeah,
stuff on her face. She had a lot of problems.
It's hot. It's probably hot.
She was hot. She was so gross. And it's your friend's aunt. You can't ever go to like family functions with him anymore. And
yeah, but that's a good thing. You didn't want to go to those anyways.
He was cool.
Thank you, Mommy Jeans.
I mean, we're in the middle of something.
All right. Pinot Grigio. Thank you. Thanks, much. Meow. Have you ever Thank slept you. With somebody you really regretted? Older guy? Yeah.
How old?
How old? Ah, good answer. Smart woman.
Just a shrug.
I never had older. I had younger.
Ladies, Not you ever sleep with a way, way older guy? Yes?
Will?
How much older? Wow.
Oh, hey now. Fleet Week.
Now,
was it like, did you like him? Was it worth it? Was it cool? Did you get stuff?
Liver spots on his hands? Was he, now you're 21, he's 50, he's obviously way more experienced. Was he really good in bed?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah. That's the nice, right?
Yeah. How do you know already?
No, I've never been attracted to older gentlemen.
No?
No, because I just, it's never been my, I like them younger. You know what I mean? Like you All know, right. Latin, Puerto Ricans, young. 20-year-old Puerto Rican chains, Yankee, daddy Yankee, stuff like that.
You're being ridiculous.
That's right. Ridiculous. Yeah, all right.
I can see. That's how you're going to get your groove back, huh? You're going to go to Puerto Rico?
Oh, yeah. If we divorce, I'm going to go to Puerto Rico first thing.
Wow, you're really
dale huevo, dale huevo. Yeah, this one's fine. This one's the killer. Oh, shit.
I'm disgusted.
You know, when you're Puerto Rican, you're just Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, what would you do if we divorced? What are you going to do? Buy that Corvette? I can see you totally getting like a Lamborghini or something.
A
like
Lamborghini.
Spending all your money. Taking out that Roth IRA and like putting it all towards a Lamborghini.
No fucking way.
No?
No way. No, I don't do that. I have a fucking 16-year-old car now. Why would I? No. You think I would spend it all on a car?
Yeah, I do. I feel like that would be your move.
No.
I was watching Susie Orman, and there was a guy that called up, but he was like 44, clearly had just gone through a horrific divorce, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, I have $150,000 in savings. I'm going to take out $120,000 and buy a car with it.
No fucking way.
No. She was like, boyfriend, you're out of your mind. Like, well, of course.
That's such a Susie Orman jacket you have.
I know. Yeah. I
Let
love
me
her.
Tell you
I
something,
love her.
Boyfriend.
Yeah,
show
deny.
Me the money.
Yeah.
That's a stupid proposal.
It's sad, right? Though,
yeah.
That's too much money.
What would you do? You would probably, would you just buy a house in Puerto Rico and move there? And
then hey all now, the. That's an idea.
All the dicks are at your disposal.
Like, Or Dominican Republic. You know I love DR too. Where they show porno on all the TVs, all the time.
Welcome. Bienvenido a República Dominicana. Do you like a porno? All day we show the porno in your room and you can make your effect. I think I would move to maybe your old homeland, Hungary, you know?
Good luck, my man.
Why?
You could live, yeah, you could live pretty good there, man. You really could.
Blondes with big tits, I'm happy.
You have to learn Hungarian.
No, I don't.
Easy
I'd
language.
Be like, I like your tits.
That's all it takes?
Really? In Hungary? What does it take? I'd be like, here's one American dollar.
That's true. That's true.
I'd be like, iPhone, real iPhone. Oh.
That's true.
Buttons.
That's what got me in. That's what and roped then, me into your game.
Yeah, and then Hungarian girl be like, Igen, Igen, Igen.
You're so stupid.
Oh, Bozmeg.
They would never dig you, dude.
They would
not
so
dig me. Now with
your
whack windbreaker and your beard and stuff.
Dude, why are you talking shit?
No way, man.
You date me.
I date you.
Yeah. You're like, they would never. You went for it.
Yeah, well, I guess. What was I taken by? I think you were so charming, those blue eyes. All that cum in your beard. Look at those eyes, lady. What about this? Oh, he jumped rope at his birthday party. Yeah. So Tommy Buns, what year were you? Was that 20? You were 25? It was his 25th birthday. I was 28.
God damn it. 25.
I know. And I went to your 25th birthday party.
Years ago.
You were so hammered. He was so hammered. He was jumping rope in the bar in Hollywood. And I was like, this guy's awesome. This is the man I'm going to marry.
So you just gave me my fucking setup for Hungary. I'm just going to go there with a jump rope.
What's up, lady?
What's up? That's what's up.
Okay.
All right.
I see what you're doing. Your jump rope. Okay.
Jumping your rope. We got a lot still. Do you want to do this, mommy?
What is that?
Meows?
Oh, okay. All right, sure. You got some?
I got it. This All is right. the greatest.
Give it to me. Here we go.
All right. All right, guys, it's time for Would You Rather. Let's play. This one comes from Brock. Brock?
Brock? Obama?
This one is really, it's really weird that we've never.
You ain't my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn fries. Now you...
That's the prize, man.
Barry, it's kind of weird that we've never actually had this one before. What's up, Cher? It's kind of crazy, dude. Okay, would you rather have to always wear your jeans high and loose or low and tight?
Holy shit. What is this guy, fucking Einstein?
That might be the ultimate would you rather, right?
High and loose.
High and loose.
That's horrible.
Are low and tight.
But the thing is, you can't walk low and tight.
Like, I'm if wearing low them right tight, now. I'm wearing low and tight.
No.
It sucks.
He's saying fucking ankles. Like you're...
No.
Yeah.
Like where it cuts your
fucking
belly.
Fucking handcuffs.
No, or it cuts your stomach like mine right now.
So low on your stomach, so you're like, I'm going to shit like all the time.
Yes.
Or high, but you're holding them. When you're high, when they're high, you hold them, you just... Like what? You wear a windbreaker?
You wear your windbreaker. No.
That is so fucking rude. I feel like you just look mentally
Lady.
Ill if you if they're high and loose because you just you keep pulling them up, right? Like that guy on 56 Up.
Yeah, that's psychotic. I'm gonna go with high and loose.
High and loose
because you can always put a belt.
You can breathe
around them.
No,
you can
you
breathe.
Can't.
You can eat a lot.
You can't wear a belt.
Well, it doesn't stipulate that in the.
I just made it a rule.
No. Wait, I can't wear a belt
no,
at all.
No, you got to hold them. That's what I'm saying. It's got to be super inconvenient. Look, if they're low and tight, you can't maneuver that so that it's no longer low and tight. That's what it is. So these are high and loose.
Fuck.
I mean, that's to say, he's nodding like, yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
Okay,
thank
well, you.
You
know, just for utility's sake, like I have to have my hands free and stuff. So
no, you don't. Look, I'm really fucking serious about this.
What are you saying?
I'm saying you either deal with them being high and loose, and you're always pulling them up and grabbing them, and
I don't
you're
like
could,
that.
Could you get that for me? I have to hold my jeans up, like stuff like that. Or they're low and low and tight, and it's really inconvenient how tight they are. You're like, I would love to have another grape, but they're so tight, I can't fucking
breathe
right now.
No, but I need that. That's good though, you know.
So that's what you're taking?
I'm doing low and tight
I'm
now.
Doing I'm doing high and loose 100%.
What the frog, man?
Look, low and tight is super uncomfortable and inconvenient. Nobody wants to go through
but
life.
But you can get your life. You can get your life because you're going to have your hands free. You can get on the bus. You can put the dollar in the bus.
Agree to disagree, madame.
All right. How about you guys? Who's doing high and loose? Clap if you're high and loose on your jeans.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
this is so
that.
Dumb.
I really
I mean,
appreciate that.
I don't
that.
Understand.
Thank you.
Okay, who's with me on low and tight? Thank you.
Bunch
obviously,
of fucking losers.
Obviously, the low and tight people are the doers, okay?
Oh, yeah. The doers that are doing doo doo all the time because their tight ass jeans are on. I'm so disgusted with you guys.
All right, are you ready for another one?
Sure.
This one's just for me, but you guys can play along too.
Oh, it's specified that it's just for you?
Yep. I have a would you rather for Christina, but it's for everybody. Would you rather have buttery corn on the cob teeth like Tom? No, look at them. They're real yellow. Show them your teeth like a dog. Show them. They're so jagged and yellow. They're like little Tic Tacs.
What the fuck?
We have the whitening kit. He never uses them. Or, this is great. Only be able to use swears like. God blesses a nigga. Basically, you have Tom's buttery teeth or only use swears like the big words.
Yes.
Big words.
So.
That's so hard.
You just can't swear. Well, this is just for you.
No, it's for everybody.
I'm saying since they wrote it. Let me see.
No, I know, but it's still for I want everybody to be able to play.
Would you rather. All right. Only be able to use. So does that mean that you only talk in swears? Or when you swear.
When you swear, you can only drop the N-bomb, which will ruin your life. That's a crazy
thing. Hasn't ruined yours yet.
Wait, what did I say?
Hasn't ruined yours yet.
That is, I don't do that regularly. In the context of the show.
Please, I know.
Could you imagine you stub your toe and you're like, meh. I'm not saying it. Big words.
Big words.
I have to take your buttery corn teeth because I swear a lot, man. I could just whiten your...
You could just move.
Move?
Mississippi.
Oh, who's the elitist now? Hello?
My family's from Mississippi.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know your dark past.
My top dog's parents from Mississippi.
I'm going to take your buttery teeth.
And
what
Jane,
about
you know Jane, you know, oh my God, fucking, oh, not, this is Jane.
Oh my God, seriously? Oh my God, you guys are so disgusting.
She went to Ole Miss.
Well, what are you going to take? Have your teeth like you have?
Am I going to have my teeth?
Have your teeth or
just
say the N-word
always
all the time?
Offend everybody in a room ever when I speak. Well, I don't know. I think I'll just keep my fucking teeth.
All right, clap if you want Tom's yellow, buttery popcorn teeth. Clap if you want to say the N-word all the
big
time.
Big words.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
the black guy can do
black
it.
Guy's
okay.
Clapping.
Yeah.
That actually is a really good point because if you're black, no one gives a fuck if you say that. You can
That's
say that
true.
All the time. I do think it's really funny when, like, sometimes on, like, radio shows or, like, Oprah will have, like, a rapper on, you know, and she'll be like, you say the N-word, and I think it's horrible. And they're always like, yeah, that's cool. Like, they try to, like, does it offend you when a black person says it? No.
No.
I always find that to be like.
Aw, thank you,
what's
sir.
What's that? Doesn't Aww. Offend you when she says it.
Thank you, sir.
Because you know what, the intent?
There's no malice. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Sounds like you're on the witness stand right now. I did not mean anything by it.
Jeez. Can we please change the subject? Very uncomfortable. Okay, this one's really good, too. This is from Matt. Would you rather always be on the verge of sneezing or have a constantly itchy butthole?
That's a really good one.
I know! And I tweeted this, and the feedback was remarkable. You'd be surprised.
Let's see. What did you think, sir? Sneezing?
Yeah.
Butthole?
But it's constantly itching.
It's always itching. I feel like for the... Always on the verge of a sneeze is... that's this right
you
here.
You hate that more.
You would do everything like that. You'd be like, Can I? Glass of wine.
But you would get used to that sensation. But
yeah, but everybody would
asshole,
be like, "Should I give you a second?" All the time.
But there, like to me, there is no sensation more awful and urgent than an itchy asshole. The urgency, like when that itch comes, you better fucking scratch it.
Yeah.
Like you're not doing anything except scratching your asshole.
I feel like this question could be rephrased.
Go ahead.
To be like, would you rather be on the verge of sneezing all the time or have Tom's asshole? Because my, it always itches. I'm scratching it 23
really?
And a half hours a
Are
day.
Are you being serious?
I get I the butterfly, yeah.
How much do you scratch your butt, being like, honestly?
No, I actually have a, and this has nothing to do with him, but I've always had a paranoia, like a real paranoia of having underwear like what Top Dog has.
Yeah.
Like, I have a paranoia of that. So if I have an itchy ass, like minimal, I go sit on the toilet and I get toilet paper.
Yeah.
Like, that's how paranoid I am of, like, sticking fucking underwear up in there and going like, ah, like that. Like,
yeah, but some people itch with their bare fingers.
Fuck
okay.
You.
Oh, I know people that do.
Who?
Clap if you scratch your butthole with your bare fingers. Come on, you animals. I know you're out there.
That's code for I scratch my butthole with my bare fingers.
Not me. I do not, but I know I have a friend that does. Smell.
You got all kinds of brown under those fingernails.
I don't even scratch my armpits with my bare hands.
Oh, I do that all the time.
You do it all the time. But yeah, you do the one-handed, you go like a chimp.
But you love that. You're like, that's such a turn-on.
So gross.
You're always like,
it's
oh.
So disgusting.
You're like, I'm so turned on right now.
I have 9 orgasms.
My dad's dead. I
licking that.
You keep putting it in your mouth.
Yeah, it's so gross.
I would definitely take the itchy asshole though.
That's crazy talk.
Yeah, dude, on the verge of, that's the worst feeling.
Yeah,
we had a fight over that before. Remember that? I hate when you're like about to, and somebody goes, "Bless you," and you're like, "Fuck you!" It didn't happen yet, and you just ruined it.
Yeah, because he demands total silence when he's going to sneeze. Like, the world has to stop. Everybody has to, like, hold on, everybody. Tom's going to sneeze.
You know what?
Thank you.
I'm going to scratch my asshole and put my fingers in your face.
You will. That's what you do anyway.
What would you take? You would take sneezing or a butthole?
Sneezing, yeah. I would get used to it.
Really?
I would control it.
Did we get this vote already?
All right, clap.
A sneezy asshole.
There you go. Cheers to that suggestion.
I like it. Hold on a second.
All right. Clap if you take the sneezes. The sneeze. Clap. Perpetual sneeze. Okay. A little lackluster.
You're going to walk around life. Like that. Work all day. Like you got those papers, Sam, and you're like,
All right. Kay. Clap for itchy butthole. Wow.
Yeah,
a lot
course.
Of itchy assholes.
Yeah,
because
you could be like,
wow.
Yeah, I do have those papers. Hold on a second.
I guess my itchy asshole is way more persistent and severe. Like when I get one, life stops. I got to scratch that asshole.
Oh, shit.
We got to go. Okay. Well, let's play this thing, man. This is like the fucking biggest thing
okay,
ever.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, we saved this. Okay.
Guys.
All right, so give them the backstory.
Premiere.
Before we do this.
Premiere.
Yeah, this is premiere. We saved it just for this show. We're going to wrap this
Real
up.
Real talk.
So you guys know Peter Kane.
He's the worst.
He talked mad shit. You know
mad
what I'm saying?
Mad shit.
Peter Kane, the dog trainer, talked shit about Christina.
That's what's up, boo.
He talked shit about Theo. Yeah.
Yeah.
And people have been like, where's the rebuttal? What's going on? What are you guys going to say back to him? We talk some shit. You know, we like
we
to talk
some
shit.
Want
to talk some shit? We'll talk
Call
shit
me.
With you. You want to talk
You want to talk some shit?
Yeah. Well, Obi-Wan Kenobi, who made
the Theo Jam,
has blessed us today, this morning.
Just this morning, it came in.
with a Peter Kane song. It's fucking...
It's amazing,
here
guys.
We go. We'll play it. We thank you all for coming out.
Thank you, mommies. We love you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. We love you, Jeans.
We'll be there, by the way, if anybody wants to say hi. We'll be over there.
Yeah, we're hanging
out. I did bring one thing. I brought... because I don't think the last time I was here was out. I have my DVD, CD, completely normal double pack thing. If you want one, you can get one. If you don't, if you want to just say hi, fine, let me just collect my own fucking DVD.
I have this drawing that I did of Tom during dinner. If you want to see that, too, I'll show that to you. You guys are going to love it. Thank you so much for coming.
All right.
You're
here we go.
Love this song.
Obi-Wan Kenobi produced. It's here we go. Peter State.
I'm Peter Stain. I also make some art. Dead baby elephant. I can say whatever I fucking want. I'm Peter Stain. The biggest pussy. I love Theo Huxtable. I'm Peter Stain. I also make some art. Dead baby elephant. I can say whatever I fucking want. I'm Peter Stain. The biggest pussy. I love Theo Huxtable. I shit on myself. It's disgusting. It's gross. I don't wanna wear diapers. My brown say hello. I'm sad in my fucking head. Can't control my aggression. I ripped a woman's arm off. Refer to me as eccentric. You don't like art. Man, what a dick. What the fuck is the matter with you, dude? Like, I give a fucking shit. I love being a racist. Fucking redneck intellectuals. Get the fuck out of here. I don't really care what your opinion is. Christina said mean stuff. Like, really mean stuff. I'm getting all emotional. Man, what the fuck? Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Sorry. Okay. Fuck. No. Oh. What emotional state. I love smoking crack and Hennessy swigging. And I love your mom's house podcast. Don't you get it? I'm jealous of Cesar Millan. Christina and Tom, too. Jeans, jeans, jeans. I love you. I'm Peter Stain. I also make some art. Dead baby elephant. I can say whatever I fucking want. I'm Peter Stain. The biggest pussy. I love Theo Huxtable. I'm Peter Stain. I also make some art. Dead baby elephant. I can say whatever I fucking want. I'm Peter Stain. The biggest pussy. I love Theo Huxtable. I also make some art. I can say whatever I fucking want. The biggest pussy. I love Theo Huxtable.